And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Well, what can withhold evil in the world? Well, the only one I know of is the Holy Spirit. Actually, government can't do it today. They're not doing it. The Roman Empire actually didn't do it. They were an evil force themselves. Now he goes on to say in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity, and that is lawlessness, and believe me, we got that today, and I think it'll increase, but this is the period, believe me, it's going to break out. For the mystery of lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way. Now, when's he taken out? He'll be taken out with the church. Now, somebody says, won't the Holy Spirit be in the world during the Great Tribulation? Yes. Wasn't he in the world before Pentecost? He sure was. He's back in the Old Testament, but on a different mission. Now he'll be on a different mission after the church is removed because the Spirit of God's going to present us. And we're sealed until the day of redemption. He has to deliver us to the Lord Jesus. If he didn't, we wouldn't make it. And he'll deliver us. And when he does, then he comes back to the earth, I think, to resume his former mission down here and former office. But he won't hinder evil. He's going to let the devil have it for a while. And believe me, I don't want to be here when the devil has it. It looks like he's got it today, and that to me is bad enough. I don't want to be here when it's turned over to him. Now, the mystery of lawlessness began to work, or was working in Paul's day. It continues to work. You remember the Lord Jesus gave the parable that the kingdom of heaven conditioned today, and he's not speaking of the church. Actually, he's speaking of the turn the kingdom of heaven took. It's a field today where the word of God is being sown, and that is a kingdom of heaven condition. But an enemy has come in and sown tares, and the tares and wheat are growing together. The word of God and lawlessness grow together, and the world's getting worse and the world's getting better, actually. I think the word of God's going out more today than it ever has in the history of the world. I think radio has been one of the means. Television, maybe not as much, but radio today is really reaching out to the ends of the earth. My friend, we could take giant steps today if we just had the support of God's people who really want to see the Word of God given out. Doors are open, so the Word is growing. The wheat's growing today, but also the tares are. Lawlessness will continue to get worse and worse. But the Holy Spirit won't let him go all the way in this age. After the Holy Spirit's removed, it's like taking the stopper out of a bottle. I tell you, then the liquid will pour all over, lawlessness will pour all over the world in that day. And we're told, and then shall that wicked one or lawless one be revealed. That's Antichrist, or, yes, about 30 different aliases in the Word of God. The wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. That is, that goes out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword. What is it? It's his Word. You see, the Word of God created this universe. All God had to do was speak. God said, let there be light. You know what light is? It's the Word of God. And today we have the written Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. Not that the written Word's not living. And that's the reason it's so potent. And then when he comes, he's coming as the Word of God. He'll consume them with the spirit of his mouth. He shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The epiphane, the shining forth of his coming. Now, when he came to Bethlehem, that was an epiphany. Paul says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That was the gracious appearing of his coming. They talk today about some of us believe in a second and third coming of Christ. We believe in more than that, friends. He came 1,900 years ago, epiphany, the epiphany. He came through. As George McDonough put it, he came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. Came and tabernacled in human flesh. Then he's going to come and take his church out of the world. And then he's going to come to the earth and establish his kingdom. And so that's three comings, if you want to look at it like that. And actually, his first coming was mixed up in two comings. He was born in Bethlehem, then you don't hear from him again till he's 30 years of age, and he breaks out and begins his ministry. You have a first coming there and a second coming, a little baby, and then a man 30 years old walked into the temple and cleansed it. So all this nonsense today about, oh, you believe in a third coming of Christ, I can work in about four of them if you want me to. Nothing wrong with it. It's scriptural, by the way.